is beware that should fire alarm stop. There are several doors marked exit. If you go through any of those doors, you will see another illuminated sign also marked exit, and that will take you outside of the building and safely. Secondly, if any person appearing before the board has a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board, it is incumbent upon that person to make the relationship known under state law and the town code. So with that, we will begin looking at minutes of past meetings. And we have two sets to review. The first being those of July. And is there a motion to waive the reading of the minutes?
I make the motion to waive the reading of the July minutes.
Second.
Motion and second. In favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? There being no names heard, is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented or to in any way modify?
As presented.
As presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. In favor, please say aye.
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 We have a second set of minutes, those being for August.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to waive the reading of the August minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion second to waive reading August minutes. In favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. There being all ayes and no nays heard. Reading is waived. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented or to amend?
So moved as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, please say nay. The minutes are accepted as presented. Now, tonight, our business begins with two public hearings. And to assure efficiency at public hearings, we have established a procedure. Each public hearing will begin with a project applicant presentation lasting no longer than 4 minutes. The applicant's presentation will be followed by a question period from the planning board members, which will be without limited time. Subsequent to the project presentation and board discussion, the public input period will be declared open by the chair, and interested persons will be invited to speak. Persons wishing to speak for the project will be asked to speak first, then persons wishing to speak in opposition. It is important, if you have a question, there is no specifically designated opportunity for questions, so you would have to raise your question as speaking for the project or speaking against the project to have it established on the record. Each person will be allowed to speak only once and will be limited to 4 minutes. The board counsel shall be the official timekeeper for both the petitioner and person speaking on the project. The three time calls for against will be made only once and not after each person speaks, so that if after the first line of people speaks, there are only two calls for additional speakers and not three. By motion, second, and vote, the board will either close or adjourn the public hearing. After the public hearing is closed, the board may choose to recall a petitioner for further information. Lastly, the board may then choose to continue and act on the proposed action by motion and second and vote to approve, disapprove, or to table. So with that being said, our first public hearing is for planning. planning board file 822, which is Birdsong subdivision, part 6, which is a four-lot proposal bordering on Transit Road, zoned R1. The applicant is seeking preliminary plan approval per section 121.10 of town code, and pre-application findings were made and approved by the planning board 3/10/22. Those who are speaking on behalf of the project, can you tell both the written and tape record who you are and where you're from?
Jason Burford with GPI, consulting engineer.
And David Fetto with Forest Professionals. Herbert's on the city.
With the clock running, can you give us a quick description of how this project is different from what was originally in place there and exactly what you're proposing?
So originally there was at least one cul-de-sac with 23 home sites on it, and we're proposing to eliminate that cul-de-sac and build four estate-sized home sites fronting Old Trenton Transit Road. There, so.
Don't mind the time with
her. Oh, no. So I think it's a reduction, as you know, of, what is it, 19 home sites. Our plan is that in the future we'll make those, we'll get some recoup of the of home sites that we're not proposing to develop now in future phases. But currently, those would be two plus acre home sites, all with septics and funding Transit Road, so no infrastructure necessary. Should be pretty straightforward, I think.
I guess if you're done with your presentation, I'll ask board members if they have any questions.
It is obviously public water. We received approvals from Erie County for the driveway cuts. So those external approvals are external approvals.
The 23 lots that were originally set, what acreage did that encompass?
I believe that encompassed probably 16 to 20 acres.
Okay, so approximately 1 acre.
So a lot of it really natural now.
And now when you reduced it down to the 5, it's just those are all 1 acre as well, is that right?
No, they're all just over 2 acres, so it encompasses the total area of 8 acres. So 4 acres.
Thank you.
Will you be adding any impervious surface beyond what would have been otherwise? Is a rather easy question. Will you be adding more impervious surface?
Much less. Much, much, much less.
And in terms of consequent runoff and drainage, the effect of that would be
minimal. So everything is designed to maintain the water depth of flow water on site or into the wetlands that are existing.
Our one day.
I don't have any questions either. I think this is an improvement to the original plan. Knowing a couple of people who live in that area, they would be very happy with a fewer number of homes. I think the four lots add to the character of that community. The east side of Transit Road has only a half dozen or so homes. They're set back far on larger size lots. This one looks good.
Thank you, and we will now turn to the public input portion. Relative to this project, is there anyone who would like to speak in favor? And if you could, offer their thoughts. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of this project? Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor? For the third and final time, is there anyone who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak against? For a second call, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? For the third and final call, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion. I don't know if it's one you're looking for, but I assume we should close the public hearing.
I second that motion.
Motion and second to close the public hearing. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. The public hearing is closed. And we will again ask the petitioner to come forward as we begin to look at the possibility of preliminary approval. There being no input from the public in terms of further issues or questions that need to be raised, just going through the board again and going through our support staff, engineering. What's your thought?
Engineering's final moving forward.
No.
I don't have a question, just a comment. And piggybacking on what I said earlier, I think that this reduction in number of units is an improvement to the project and helps maintain the character of that neighborhood. I think the town highway will probably have to know that there won't be a cul-de-sac going in or any other roads for the town to maintain.
No question. No question.
Okay. Is there a motion on this project?
Mr. Chairman, I am prepared to make a motion regarding Planning Board Subdivision File 8-22. I move to grant preliminary plan approval to this 8.7 plus or minus acres VL 4-lot subdivision based on the submitted preliminary plan and survey received on July 26, 2022, with the following conditions. This is an unlisted CEQA action based on the submitted short EAF Part 1, and a negative declaration is hereby made on September 8, 2022. Pre-application findings were made on March 10, 2022. Public hearing and subdivision development fees shall be paid prior to final plan approval. Recreation fees in accordance with Section 144-70E of the Town Code shall be paid prior to final plan approval. One street tree per the Conservation Board's street tree plan shall be provided on each lot per Section 120-3F of the Town Code, and a Town Engineering preliminary plan approval has been granted on September 8, 2022. On that motion, I would simply state that I'm familiar with that location. There are lots of nice trees and vegetation down there. I hope the addition of one is not noticed by anybody because there are so many. I so move.
Okay, I second. Those in favor of the motion, second it, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. We are always pleased to see more green space and more natural landscapes. Thank you. Our second public hearing is for Planning Board File 14-22, which is Oak Orchard Development, a four-lot subdivision located at the stub end of Grove Road, the Riley Meadows West residential community, currently zoned R2. The applicant is seeking approval. preliminary plan approval, pre-application findings were made and approved by the planning board on 4/14/22. I would ask you to offer us a brief presentation as...
Do you want to open the public hearing first, or? Or do you want to do the presentation first?
Okay, well, we're following the same rules where you have the opportunity to present and then we open the public hearing section.
Chris Wood with Permian Wood Design, we're the engineers for the project. Also with me is Bill Burke with Alliance Homes. What we're proposing is a four-lot subdivision off the dead end of Grove Road, as you mentioned, as part of Riley Meadows West subdivision. Four lots are approximately 60,000 square feet each. Code requires 20,000 square feet, so they're about three times bigger than they need to be. We're proposing 159 feet of frontage, 110 feet is required, so they also have generous frontage. The site is 6.3 acres, and our proposed road extension is about 360 feet, which would include water and partially sewer. The two northerly lots would have pump stations that would, private pump stations that would pump into the Sandberg sewer extension. If you have any questions, we can answer.
Well, let me begin. Okay. Alex, do you have any questions? One question I have, it's a more general question, but, you know, with issues with pump stations, how reliable are they? I'm interested in that.
Well, just a little history. We did start out by having septic systems on each of those lots, which would have been temporary. In the event that sewers ever extended north in the future, they would then tie into the gravity sewer. In working with the engineering department, they would prefer the private pump stations. Again, pump stations have come a long way in the last few years. The ones that we're proposing for those houses are ones that are used all over Western New York, and they're very reliable.
They're typically equipped with alarms as well.
Right, and a lot of the houses in that subdivision, if you ever drove through, they also do have an emergency generator backup. So, you know, that would also handle those pump stations in the event that there was a power outage.
Just piggybacking on that question, are there other homes in that subdivision that have pump stations, or would this be for these particular ones?
Just the two northerly lots, because what we could have done, we could have filled that side of the site like 8 or 10 feet and extended the sewer and got it to work by gravity.
Yeah.
But we thought, because the grade dropped off and go to the north, we thought it would be more appropriate to fit within the existing environment, that we kept the road at the same grade as the existing topography. Therefore, those last two houses either had to be pumped or be on septic.
Mm-hmm. And those pump stations, obviously, they'll be private, so they will be owned by the responsibility of
the homeowner.
Future homeowner.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all.
Yeah, any questions?
At this point, I will ask for a motion to open the public input portion.
I make the motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. If we can ask you folks to give the table space to folks who would like to speak.
Do you want to speak in favor first?
Yes, we're going to make that call if you want us. Sure, they do that here, sir.
Sure. Chris Wood, I'm actually a neighbor. I'll actually speak in favor.
Let me ask for those wishing to speak in favor first. And be sure that the written and tape record know who you are and where you're from. Now, is there anyone who'd like to speak in favor?
Sure. Chris Wood, 16 Aspen Lane. I'll speak in favor.
Bill Berg from Alliance Homes, the project sponsor, speaking in favor.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in favor? For second call, in favor? For the third and final call, is there anyone who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? You stood up first.
Take a seat.
Be sure to tell the tape record and sign so that we can keep you informed as to any developments of the project.
Brian Forbes, I am the resident owner of Two Grove Road.
Would you speak into the microphone, please?
Brian Forbes, I am the owner of Two Grove Road, which is right at the corner of this street that is going to be the area where they're looking to expand the street down. My objection or opposition here is primarily because I don't know exactly what they're planning on doing with the row of trees that blocks off the entire edge of our subdivision. So if you look at the new area where they are looking to purchase and build, or to purchase already but looking to build, there is a row of trees, mature trees, that goes the entire length of the outside edge of that property that prevents, obviously, wind gusts from coming through and contacting all of our houses, obviously, Western New York in the winter, we get a bit of wind. I'm not, obviously, opposed to them building the subdivision there. I always expected that there would be something built in the street. I am just asking for some information from them as to whether they plan to punch a hole in that row of trees, limit the amount of wind that will come across the neighborhood, or whether they plan to remove those trees, thereby opening us up to a field, which will obviously increase the yield for the entire site. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? I saw two people starting to stand up there who would like to speak in opposition.
My name's Greg Corbeau. I live on 5098 Murphy Road. So in the property abutting the six-acre area in question, after the Riley Meadows West went up, I'm sure that there's an environmental impact study that was done, groundwater mitigation. It was all not supposed to affect our back 6 acres. It has. We were told that it would not. And that in fact, the retention pond that they put in would actually improve our groundwater. We have new streams. We have standing water in our back 6 acres, actually back 8 acres. We were fortunate enough to have 8.5 acres right on Murphy Road. So also, I'm not necessarily looking to stand in the way of progress. I realize that that's not my land, not my call. However, the groundwater mitigation plan that was set in place last time was not quite satisfactory. So I'd like to bring it up now because I think further development on the property that's further encroaching onto our property is only going to make our groundwater runoff worse. That's it.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Name is Brenda Acobo, 5098 Murphy Road as well. I understand it's a small parcel and it jumps up against 8.5 acres. And I understand, you know, progress can be inevitable, but it's supposed to be 4 parcels. And that piece of property is adjacent to at least 6 others that are very large. And there is quite a significant bit of wetlands back there with definitely migratory bird species, wetland plants, wetland species, all different kinds of plants I've seen. So I just was looking for some kind of environmental impact statement additional to what they've done because, like Greg was saying, there is a lot of water. And if that's the case, we'd like to have that mitigated a bit, maybe add another retention pond, something on the corner there that would help alleviate some of those streams and all of the water that is there if it's going to be changed. So really just the additional environmental impact statement or seeker or whatever. I'm not quite sure what is needed for such a small property, but something like that would be great.
Thank you. So your concern is the water?
Water and also migratory bird species and some of the different animal species that are there that are nesting, like great flycatchers and different vireos, hooded warblers, and others have been documented there. So it is important habitat we need to preserve. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition?
I think a couple of things. I think one, we should go back and take a look at the seeker. We did an unlisted action. I was unaware of some of the things they brought up. You might want to make that a type one and do a deeper dive into the effect of the wetlands back there and involve engineering in that. Certainly, most people, not all, but most people in Orchard Park like trees. So that would be a consideration to take a look at, too, if there's a way to mitigate making sure that that tree line stayed or was minimally impacted.
We can address those comments.
Yeah, so my recommendation would be we table this, we go back, we take a look at the seeker, see if we need to, rather than adapt. If you pass this motion, what you're doing is you're making this an unlisted seeker action. There might be some things here that make it a type one.
We did submit a wetland walkover and showed no wetlands on our property.
At this point, I have some concerns about the issue, and we're apparently hearing that there's flooding of adjacent properties. I would call it engineering.
This is the first we've heard of it. Yeah, and the existing Riley Meadows goes to that detention basin up in the northwest corner, which discharges to the property to the north and then makes its way out to Armadillo's. I don't believe that would affect that neighboring property to the north. We walked it with Wayne, the town engineer.
Sure, I appreciate that. I think we want confirmation of that from our engineering department or engineering representative here. At this point, I would make a motion to table.
Second that motion.
All in favor of the motion?
I think one comment on the motion. One homeowner just asked about intent for that tree.
Right, we can address that. There's a hedgerow of trees at the part that we're building out in open field, and there's a farm field where Riley Meadows currently is. So the hedgerow of trees that separated the two properties. We're going to keep, to the best of our ability, keep that hedgerow of trees, the removal of it to a minimum.
We'll only remove whatever needs to be removed for the public or the right-of-ways, to maintain those right-of-ways. We also like trees. They certainly help property value. Prospective homeowners are always in favor of additional trees, so we'll do everything we can to preserve those trees.
I would like to see that built into a more formal way.
Yeah, and I was going to say the same thing, because I know the homeowner asked about intent. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a stated intent. We want to see that as part of the plan, the detail of the plan.
The people who spoke in opposition certainly aren't standing in the way of the moving forward. They just have legitimate concerns that should be addressed.
Right. Let me just point out, too, that wind comes from the other direction. Wind comes from the west. We're building to the northeast. Those trees aren't going to stop them.
I think it's good to have communication with the people that we're talking to.
So there's a motion and a second. In favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. There being only aye is heard, the motion to table is passed. Gentlemen, thank you. We will.
Thank you.
We have some. Thank you for bringing that water issue to our attention. Gentleman who spoke up. Concept review is a little different kind of thing, requiring no action. It's just, someone presents an idea and board members offer their view of is the project one that makes sense and what kinds of things need to be looked at. So we have a couple of those, and the first, we will ask that folks and reviewing, and we will begin with a request for some modification and structure in the Tops Plaza. A Mr. John Hodges, representing Chase Bank, is here. If you're local.
Mr. Chairman, let me break in and remind you that my opinion is that you describe the parking situation of the applicant and take no information at this point, which is referred directly to the Zoning Board of Appeals. Because anything you hear and say now is irrelevant unless you pass there.
That's essentially, our concern with the lot, and on the advice of counsel, the parking, code for Orchard Park is such that every space in that lot is occupying, and spaces are, in fact, banked. There are fewer actually paved spots than need be. Council is advising is that we suggest you go to the Zoning Board of Appeals and look to some kind of exception for requiring minimum parking and look for a variance, and then we can talk about other things.
We would like the opportunity to present from a conceptual standpoint, because I think...
Not tonight, sir. It's going to the Court of Appeals.
Understood. So if there are comments relative to the site plan...
Sir, it's just going to the Zoning Court of Appeals.
It may...
Because there's no point discussing it here until you get past that point.
Understood. But if there are comments that come forward that would...
If you understand, you stop talking right now. Thank you.
Mr. Does not allow any planning moving...
No, you've got to go to the Zoning Board of Appeals. And if they approve it, then you can come back and present your plan.
Who would be speaking to Remy regarding the...
Mr. Orfield would assist you with that.
Some of the history, because we don't know who the daddy's
connected to the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Mr. Chairman, I have a little bit of a different viewpoint than our legal counsel does. I don't think it would be harmful for them to at least do a presentation without the board commenting on the presentation, and that would prevent them or save them from having to come back for another concept review.
And if there are impacts to parking based on what we are showing that would affect the number at the variance, we wouldn't want to have to go back to the zoning board again because something had to change from a planning perspective.
I would strongly disagree with that because there's just no point in wasting this board's time talking about something that may never come back to this board. And in any event, they may have to come back for a concept review before final review. As this project may or may not move along. So I disagree with you directly, Mr. Orfield. That is true.
Not often I come up against Clarence Darrow.
there was a parking issue. We are sad that the plaza owner did not give you any detail on the...
I'm one of the plaza owners. We don't own the Denny's, so that was done by Lowe's, so I was unaware of that. I'm just disappointed because we met with the town, sent them a concept plan, and we went from New Jersey from Chase, we drove up to Rochester to hear that someone could have given us a call and told us we're not on the agenda. It would have saved everybody days of time, so disappointed.
We apologize for your inconvenience.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Planning board file 25-2026. We are friendly. We want to hear your project.
No trepidation.
No trepidation. I'll check with council to make sure.
I'm sorry.
That we have no trepidation to hearing now, etc.
No.
Well, thank you for your time this evening on your agenda. I'm Tara Bennett. I represent the Broadway Group. We're a commercial real estate developer based out of Alabama, and we do provide some developmental services for the Dollar General stores. This is Frank Armento with Fisher Associates. They are the design engineers for the plans that we have presented to the town thus far. What we are discussing this evening is a couple of lots. There are two lots, in fact, that are located, as you stated, on Big Tree Road near the intersection with Thorn Avenue. This location is across the street from 84 Lumber and a self-storage facility. What we're proposing to do basically is to combine those two lots. It'll make about a 3-acre lot. And then we would develop a little over 1 acre, or disturb a little over 1 acre of that area to construct our approximate 10,000 square foot retail space with the parking, landscaping, lighting, those kind of features that you would see in a typical site plan. One of the, limiting factors or unique circumstances at this site is that Smoke Creek does run in the back, across the back of the property. And when we did our initial investigations into this property, we did look into some wetland mapping that was available online. But then once we sent our own wetland scientists out to investigate it further, we realized that the wetlands really encompass much more of the land than we initially realized. So we did go back and massage our initial site plan some to try to reduce as much as possible the impacts to those wetlands. And our report is currently under review with the Army Corps so that they can take a look at those wetlands and also reconfirm the boundaries that our experts came up with. So what we have proposed and would like your feedback on is the plan that we presented. It's got 35 parking stalls, which I would like to mention right off the bat, especially in respect to the last applicant, that it is fewer parking stalls than would typically be required by zoning code for the square feet of our store. We are proposing 35 stalls for a few different reasons, to limit the environmental impacts, first of all. Secondly, we know the operations of our store, over 18,000 in operation across the U.S. We know that we don't need as many stalls as the code would require. So, we're proposing a retaining wall so that we don't have any grading or further encroachment into the wetland area. And so these are the nuts and bolts of the project. We submitted to the planning board some architectural concepts, trying to show an elevated store appearance that I felt would be very attractive. I would love to get some feedback on that tonight, if that's possible. I did bring some sample building materials so that you could see the quality of the materials that we would propose to use on the store. And then I could, incorporate your feedback into the design and really kind of congeal something a little bit better together. So with that, I'd love to accept any questions that you may have or guidance, feedback on the plans, and then we can take those back and hopefully come back to you with a more complete presentation later.
There were just a couple of quick things about our board members. I know that there's the wetlands issue, and there would need to be a delineation. The question of access, has that been addressed, or are you in process?
We are in process. We reached out, I specifically reached out to the DOT, and verbally was told that they would consider access on Big Tree Road, but I asked them to put that in writing so that we would have something for the file, and the written confirmation of our verbal conversation has not come through yet. So I'm still following up on trying to get something in writing Not to say that it's a guarantee, because they would necessarily, of course, want to see more information themselves, but at least that they would consider it, and it wouldn't be, you know, going through this whole process for no, you know, we're not going to be able to get access there.
I know there was some discussion of doing some kind of connectivity across
Well, we did look at that a little bit further, just so far as to reconfirm on our survey that our lot technically does not abut that that private road easement area. There's a property in between that's owned by Quaker 20A Realty Holding, and so we don't technically have access to that private road. The property line stops short of that road that goes back to the medical complex.
I think that you know in the initial conversation, there are a lot of concerns about traffic issues with the delay.
Just a reiteration of what you said, the traffic there, I live less than probably a mile from the place, and I already know how Thorn is there, especially going in like school hours and things like that. So I'd be more concerned in just knowing how it's going to be and when if a study is conducted, you know, is that something that we can see? Didn't you say, Tom, that being that it's a state road, you know?
They have the last say. Right, the last say allowing that.
So as a first step, you want DOT's input first? And
just something, anything to say that, you know, once this project was underway, we weren't creating a disaster over there. That's all.
Sorry. I want to make sure I reiterate Hale's statement earlier that we are a friendly group.
Speak for yourself.
Now, he said, well, council notwithstanding. The thought that's in the back of my head is that hearing the concept review for this project tonight might be putting the cart before the horse. We have a similar parking issue that would require a variance from the zoning board, similar to the prior project that we discussed. By your own words, there's still the confirmation of delineation of the wetlands that the Army Corps would have to provide. Presuming your expert is correct, we still want that clarification or confirmation. And also being familiar, perhaps not as familiar as Alex, but with that area coming out of the village, heading westbound over the train track hill, coming right into where your driveway would be, and the Thorn Avenue being immediately to the east of it. I have concerns about traffic. I think I might be very curious about traffic impact study in that area. And to be very frank, my greatest concern is for the residences. There's a couple private residences on either side of that building. We were talking about the nuts and bolts of a project, but we haven't talked about the existing homeowners in that area. Perhaps not just their feelings on the project, but how it would impact them as well. And so I do have several different concerns regarding this project that I think were important for you to hear.
Have you been involved in the other Dollar Generals that have been
have been informed, yes.
So, I guess a couple of questions. The aesthetics and facade, similar to the one that's on Southwestern Road in Hamburg, is that what you think of? I guess I don't know whether or not that completely aligns with the character and design, and not knocking anything in the building materials or anything like that, but I wonder if there would be some consideration to somehow dress that up a little bit differently, or if we have any say in asking you to do that.
I believe they've already made a proposal during the pre-session. And do you want to explain that?
This right here, right?
Yeah.
That we're looking at?
Right. So those are definitely a couple of conceptual designs just to kind of get us thinking, and it's good to hear your feedback because I'm just coming from my perspective.
Sure.
But you know, I knew that incorporation of some brick detailing would be important, some sort of window presence, maybe not a real window, see-through window, but a faux window or appearance of a window, especially on the road fronts, would be important. Putting up parapet walls to make sure that the rooftop equipment wasn't visible, maybe providing some perspective rendering so that you could see the building from different viewpoints. Our plans would have include privacy fencing, you know, to help provide some screening for our adjacent neighbors. I believe as far as zoning goes, all of the parcels that are fronting Big Tree are zoned commercial. This parcel back here is zoned R residential, but everybody else that we abut is zoned commercial. But we would still definitely take a look at making sure that there is some screening efforts in place there. The store on Southwestern that you mentioned, I think, has some nice details. They're kind of similar to the ones that I sent, but that the store that we're proposing here would specifically have a corner entrance. Which is why I sent those couple of renderings to you, so you can see how we can change and mix the facade material to hopefully give it a really pleasing appearance.
I think one of the reasons why there's great sensitivity to appearance, this is the second ring, albeit semi-rural, though. Seems to be eroding a bit, suburb, but people are very proud of the community character, and folks would want to see something that probably 10 to 15% of our residents go to work in the city, and many of those would pass your building on the way coming home, coming off of 219. So it would be sort of a welcome home. And we would want it to be a, God, it's good to be home, as opposed to a center block, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We're definitely proposing way more than a center block. Definitely.
Yes. As you walk away tonight, and we walk away, what's the street address that you're proposing in your concept?
Well, the property currently, I think, is addressed as 6017 Big Tree Road. And if I transpose the number, I apologize, but I believe that's the current address for the property.
And that's on what street?
Big Tree Road.
And is that the location that you've selected? Is that the one that you want to deal with?
Yes, sir. So if you're asking, is this a property that Dollar General has already agreed to? Yes, they've already agreed to us developing this property for them, presuming that we can work with the town and obtain your approvals and the permits that would be necessary to construct.
That's all I have.
Could you just comment on some of the types of screening that you would typically do for projects that
Mr. Chairman, I would also suggest that that's an issue to have the conservation board.
We have a conservation board, but essentially, as part of our overall community character, it's called Orchard Park, and Orchard implies trees, and...
If I may, just a generalized comment, too, we've used, developers have used several different screens. We've had berms, we've had trees, we've had fencing. Each project has a character of its own, and quite frankly, I think I would rely upon the developer to present what they feel is the best idea of screening and neighborliness for us to be able to evaluate.
I defer to Mr. Hepburn.
We'll definitely put together some good ideas. So, again, I really appreciate all of you taking the time to hear our thoughts on the project. At this point, and I can circle up with planning if that's necessary, but at this point, is the suggestion, like you mentioned, the conservation board.
I think the what the board is saying is that it is possible with you folks moving ahead.
Moving ahead, okay.
Developing further.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Jen, Clarence?
Yes.
ZBA first?
Yeah, probably. It would be better. Okay. Preservation. Yes. And if you decide to increase the size of the parking lot, you don't have to go to this.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This chair is on slide 30.
This is the senior section. And so the chairs are being not in terms of engineering.
Yes, both of you should sign in names and addresses, phones, or email as whatever's on.
And he's got the shirt on. Yeah. Wait,
does he have a zoning board?
No, he's a real need to touch use permit, though. So Chris Wood with Carmine Wood Design, also with me, Anthony Daniel from Royal Car Wash. What we're proposing is a tunnel-type car wash of 4,000 square feet. Again, it's on the northeast corner of Miles Griffin Avenue Road, Zone B2. Car washes are allowed in B2 with a special use permit. So we'll need your recommendation to the town board, and then let's go to town board for that special use permit. As part of the site plan, we do have approximately 32 stacking spaces in our queue. That's before it gets back to the driveway. We do have additional stacking spaces in the driveway. We're just not counting them towards the required stacking spaces. We also have 20 vacuum spaces and 4 spaces for employees, which also include a handicap parking spot. The site's about 4.2 acres. I know in your work session you did discuss the topography. I do have on our plan the top of the bank elevation. That's actually off of the aerial topography that I got from the engineering department. So it's pretty accurate. We're in the process of getting a topo survey done. So we're going to try, we're going to stay away from the steep banks of Smokes Creek in that area. Again, back here could be a potential future development area because we aren't developing the entire developable portion of the property. But again, that's down the road. We would have to come back to you guys for anything we do back there. We did order a traffic study. So when we do submit some new move paths at this point, when we do submit our engineering drawing, we will have a traffic study. We try to do that proactively just because we know traffic will be concerned. sorry, allergies. On Mile Strip Road, we're proposing right in, right out driveway, which would line up with the Reese Jewelers across the street. They also have the same type of driveway. On Abbott Road, which is a county road, we're proposing a full access driveway in there. If there's any questions, I do have typical building elevations. Do you guys want to see them?
Yeah, Anthony, Danielle, you're familiar with, I'm sure you've driven by some of the Royal car washes around the Buffalo area. There are currently four that are open, and what we're proposing here is our typical brick. North is like a New England architecture. We're based in Rochester, so we try to develop something that fits the character of New England. Obviously, you know, we have looked at other sites in Orchard Park and Return of Downs the first time we were in front of you because we were looking for a site that frankly gave us enough room to be able to develop something that was aesthetically pleasing as you drive by. I heard the comments about orchard and trees, and obviously landscaping is going to be a big deal here. We understand that. We do have 14 car washes operating in Western New York, so we're familiar with it. We're familiar with working with the New York State Department of Transportation. Working with them, that's why we've already initiated a traffic study, knowing that just at this board, at the town board might be curious about that. The OT is as curious, if not more so. So, with that, I'm happy to answer any questions. Not the labor.
I just think to run through very quickly, you know, the questions are steep slopes, and you know, certain other kinds of issues.
I think this would be great. Obviously, we're familiar with the other car washes, but the car washes around here look great. That's, I brought up architecture in the last Fishner's. This is awesome. I guess the only concern would be traffic. We've talked about that. I'm sure it'll be kind of noise. What is the state of the most appropriate thing to do in and out, as long as it's being addressed? Issues with it.
Yes, I can do it. It looks like the peak of that steep edge line kind of encroaches onto the project area a little bit, so you're going to have to do some stabilization or...
Well, we're on here, the dark line is a retaining wall.
Oh, okay.
So we would fill this small little portion here.
Oh, okay.
But again, so until we get the actual topo survey, we don't know the extent of it. It could be a little bit more, could be a little bit less, but we do have a way to make accommodations for that small impact.
An engineer told me once that if they give an engineer a project, he or she will figure out how to make
it. There's always a way to do it. I don't know how much money it was.
Well, that's up to the developer.
Not too tall a wall and not too many.
So I'm most familiar with the Royal Car Wash on Transit near Clinton. Is that roughly the same size?
Architecturally, it's the exact same size, exact same look of the building. Exact same materials.
You said you maintain four parking spots for employees, but this is more or less a self-serve car wash, right?
There's always employees on premises, minimum of two employees for safety purposes, and maximum of four, sometimes six employees. So, you know, the vacuum stalls we use, but there are times on a busy day where, you know, we may use one or two vacuum stalls for employee parking.
And I was going to say, I mean, you have, at least in my mind, fantastic amount of parking for something that's really not—it's not a store. There's no retail. People are in, wash the car,
well, those,
take the car.
20 of those are vacuum trucks.
Right. Well, yeah.
Oh,
a bunch of those are intended for free vacuums for paying customers. If that makes sense.
Gotcha. Nope, that does make sense.
I'm familiar with the size that you're talking about with respect to Transit Road and the proposal here. But what about the one in West Seneca? Is that the same size? It's under construction now? Is that right there larger?
I mean, Anthony can explain, but we actually designed that one also for a different customer, for a different client, and then Anthony built that or bought that project from them. And the architecture and that building layout was all pre-approved by West Seneca prior to Royal coming along. So it'd be a little bit different.
So there was another gentleman who proposed that car wash, and there's one in Hamburg.
Okay, but I'm talking about the size specifically.
Yeah, I think those are actually a lot larger. Those are a little bit larger.
Okay, yeah,
this will not be that large.
Thank you.
No comments.
Great
comment.
And that is, you know, during not only football games, but essentially during the whole holiday season, because of Quaker Crossing being there, you know, essentially eastbound traffic down to Abbott Road and sometimes even below Abbott Road for a week or two before the holidays. And so there may be some issues in terms of turns and stuff like that.
That's why we think that Abbott Road driveway is important, because as you know, this part of Abbott Road isn't as busy as Mountford Road is.
Right. And that'll be something that we'll have to flesh out with the OT and the traffic study.
That's right.
Phil?
Tom?
Just want to point out on the eastern end of your property is the sanitary and trunk main.
Yep.
To take consideration, close proximity to your retention pond.
Yeah, I thought it was close to the creek.
It cuts the corner, so give him that exact information from the county.
Yeah, it'll be on a survey when we get it.
Also. Yeah.
Gentlemen, sounds like we're saying go ahead and, you know, develop it further, come back and tell us.
And beat it for tonight, so thank you.
This has nothing to do with this project. I just need to know if the board is comfortable with Hal and I doing a little field trip on the Simon Sully with the dumpsters.
Okay. Extended invitation, but sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Question. Since we need a special use permit for this, should we apply for a special use permit first, get your recommendation, and go to the town board? Before we submit fully engineered drawings? In the unlikely event that we don't get the special use permit?
I do the special use first. If the board recommends the special use permit to the town board, pretty much within limits, you're going to accept whatever your project is.
Right, but we could apply for that quicker than we can for the fully engineered drawings, because we don't have the survey or anything yet.
Yeah.
Just to kind of move along.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
As planning coordinator, Mr. Orfield, choreographed different kinds of transactions between the board.
Sometimes better than
money. In terms of where to go about the process. So,
okay.
Both are good terms.
Thank you all.